Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Fairfield airy weather. We are under a winter weather advisory until 6 p.m. this evening. Some snow expected today with a high in the low 30s, temperature falling to the upper 20s. I'm Darren Caudill reporting the news. Weather in the news today, as we said, the winter weather advisory till 6 this evening. Forecasters saying an inch or two of snow is a possibility today. That'll be followed by some colder weather starting tonight. Could see lows tonight into the single digits with sub-zero wind chills. Dry first part of the week and chances for more rain-snow mixes starting Thursday. The drier weather should keep area rivers below flood stage, which they all are as of this morning. Little Wabash east of Fairfield at 16.3 feet, flood stage 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 8 feet, 18 feet, the flood stage there. At Carmi, the river's at 23.8, below the 27-foot flood stage. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 5.6 feet, flood stage there 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel, as of this morning, at an even 17 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. More news after this break.
At WFIW and WOKZ, we realize that kids' ball games, caring for a family member, and a host of other things sometimes makes a part-time job more practical. Consider working at WFIW and WOKZ in sales and marketing, say, 15 to 20 hours a week. You might not get rich, but you can earn some good money while working flexible hours. Contact WFIW and WOKZ for more information. The original company is an equal opportunity employer.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates for local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on the Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like La Fuente, Vopple's Home Furnishings, Murphy's Pet Grooming and Boarding, and Jackie's Lunchbox. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
A boil order has been issued for residents on North 1st Street in Fairfield at 1850 East from Atkinson Drive to County Road 1100 North, including Oakwood Acres. Residents in these areas need to boil water to be used for human consumption. The boil order will be in effect until further notice. A Second Amendment town hall meeting sponsored by Illinois Carry and Hickory Creek Hideaway will take place on Monday in Enfield at the Family Life Center at the corner of Main and Jeanette Street in downtown Enfield at 6 p.m. Concerned citizens are encouraged to attend. The meeting is designed to educate the gun-owning public about the current climate and what lies ahead. Featured speakers are State Representative Darren Bailey, State Senator Dale Ryder, White County State's Attorney Denton Odd, and Mike and Valinda Rowe. Valinda Rowe, a spokesperson for Illinois Carry, says one of the first firearm bills proposed in the state legislature this year has caused alarm among southern Illinois gun owners. If the bill becomes law, most semi-automatic rifles, handguns, and shotguns would become illegal to possess. Added concerns have arisen with the already enacted gun dealer licensing law signed recently by Governor Pritzker. Residents of southern Illinois are looking to their elected representatives in the Capitol and local officials for answers and possible protections from what they consider a legislative onslaught of their rights by the Illinois House and Senate. The concerns stem from proposed laws coming from the Democrat supermajorities in the House and Senate with the full support of newly minted Governor Pritzker. Despite cold temperatures Saturday, organizers are pleased with the turnout at Wren Lake's South Sandusky Beach as nearly 300 people took a dip in the water to raise more than $60,000. The money will help 1,600 Special Olympic athletes in 25 southern Illinois counties. The report said Special Olympics of Illinois Region K co-director Rhonda Knight said plungers participate because they know they're making a difference in the lives of the athletes. She was quoted as saying, "They just see what it does, and they meet the athletes and realize these athletes have so many opportunities presented to them through Special Olympics that they want to be a part of it." Knight said there are a lot of return plungers who come out for the event and look forward to seeing each other. Ameren, Illinois was recently recognized by the Midwest Energy Efficiency Alliance for a couple of its programs. One is called Energy Efficiency for All, which it describes as a groundbreaking initiative to open up access to energy efficiency programs for moderate to low-income customers. The other, according to Energy Efficiency Director Crystal Sims, is the Ameren, Illinois Scholarship Program.
We offer that program at 6 different community colleges throughout our service territory. There are 18 students that receive an opportunity to have some support to offset the cost of funding post-secondary education for them. Also, Richard Mark, our president and CEO, received a leadership award for his visionary approach to how energy efficiency should be implemented in central and southern Illinois.
The program focuses on communities and customers that need support the most, making sure they have accessible and affordable programs. They partner with community-based programs to add energy efficiency education and outreach to the things that they do. Now mark your calendars and plan on attending the 9th Annual Farmers Share Breakfast. The breakfast is being sponsored by the Edwards County Farm Bureau and the Edwards County FFA. It'll be held on Saturday, March 23rd from 6:30 to 9:30 a.m. In the Farm Bureau Community Room in Albion, the breakfast will include pancakes, eggs, sausage, and drinks. Cost of the breakfast will be 15 cents per person. Rebecca Perry, manager of the Edwards County Farm Bureau, stated that 14.8 cents is the amount farmers and ranchers receive for every food dollar the consumer spent during 2018. The purpose of this breakfast is to show consumers how much the farmer actually receives out of every dollar they spend on food. The amount of money a farmer receives from the food dollar has gone down 1 cent from 2017. The breakfast is open to the public. Again, it's set for Saturday, March 23rd. The Illinois Complete Count Commission, chaired by Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White, announced that $4 million in grant funding is now available for community organizations to apply for involving census participation and assisting immigrant communities in navigating government services. The two grant opportunities are available through the state's request for grant proposal. The census participation grant is $1.5 million, and the assisting immigrant communities in navigating government services is $2.5 million. Applications must be received by March 13th. The purpose of the Complete Count Commission is to establish an educational and strategic approach to get a complete and accurate account for the 2020 census. Grant applications will be required to submit information about their organization, its mission, the amount of the grant request, and detail how the funds will be utilized if awarded. The language for the grants has been approved by the General Assembly's Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. To apply for available grants, applicants can visit the Secretary of State's website at cyberdriveillinois.com. Hospital nurses in Illinois are pushing for statewide staffing standards. Kim Howard has more.
Advocates seeking set nurse-to-patient ratios say safe staffing saves lives. They're supporting a bill creating the Hospital Patient Protection Act, which is sponsored by Representative Teresa Ma of Chicago.
We all know the important work that you all do and how critical it is for patient care and safety to have the full attention of the nurses that are on staff.
The maximum number of patients nurses can be assigned would depend on the care needed, such as if the person is in the ICU or in labor. A similar bill is pending in the Senate. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A new report reveals that Illinois has room to grow when it comes to ensuring its youngest residents have a strong start in life. The State of Babies Yearbook 2019 looks at the well-being of children from birth to age 3 and measures how they're faring in the areas that can impact their development. Lead researcher on the project, Sarah Daly, says Illinois received especially poor marks for positive early learning experiences, with just 7% of eligible children receiving early Head Start or child care subsidies.
Children are not accessing those supports and services as much as they might be able to. So as a policymaker, I might be looking at those existing programs and services to see if there's a way to expand access to those programs in Illinois.
Illinois scored best in the area of strong families and is doing quite well in reducing the prevalence of adverse childhood experiences and improving permanency rates for infants and toddlers exiting foster care. The state scored better than the national average for housing instability and family resilience. Frontier Community College will be offering a ballroom dancing class on its campus beginning March 19th. Ballroom dancing will meet on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Workforce Development Center. It will meet for 6 weeks until April 23rd, and Steve Lemons will be the instructor. The beginner-level class will teach the basic steps that are useful at wedding receptions, parties, and dance halls. Students will learn the two-step, waltz, rumba, jitterbug, and one-step. In addition, Lemons will cover popular line dances such as the Charleston, Electric Slide, Kansas City, and Shuffle. After week three, Lemons will invite students to dance events held in Olney, Wayne City, Mount Vernon, and Ina, in an opportunity for couples to show off their new dancing skills. The six-week class will cost $60 a person. Anyone seeking more information can contact Frontier Community College at 842-3711. That's a look at the news. Area deaths are next.
Who has the power?
I am Rush Limbaugh, the man accused of running the country.
The power to inform and persuade.
The man about whom it is said he must be dealt with by a high government official.
Feared by some.
Rush Limbaugh, running America.
Loved by many.
And I am Talk Radio. You have made that possible with my assistance.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary and will keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 71-year-old Fairfield resident Betty L. Kramer died at 5:22 Thursday morning at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. She had been a homemaker most of her life. Survivors include three sons, Randall Martin of Golden Gate, Tommy Kramer of Fairfield, and Doyle Kramer of Rushfield, Illinois, a daughter, Beverly Martin of English, Indiana, three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a brother, William Spear of Hardin County, Illinois, a sister, Mary Ruth Kane of Carmi, along with several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Betty Kramer will be at 1 p.m. Wednesday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial in Coons Cemetery in Fairfield, visitation from noon Wednesday until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorial donations can be made to the local American Legion Post 176 and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. 94-year-old Fairfield resident Mildred M. Cox died at 6:19 p.m. Wednesday at Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral arrangements are pending at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 48-year-old Marissa resident Corey Joseph Damery, formerly of Springerton, died Thursday at his home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. this Saturday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi, which is in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old McLeansboro resident Joe Spruill died Thursday at Hamilton Memorial Rehabilitation and Nursing Center in McLeansboro. Per Joe Spruill's wishes, he will be cremated. A private family burial will be held at a later date. Memorials in Joe's name may be made to the donor's choice and will be accepted by the family or the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
This is Dave Rigg, inviting you to join me for Gospel Time. If you enjoy gospel music by such recording artists as the Cathedral Quartet, Gold City, the Florida Boys, and the Gaither Vocal Band, I think you'll enjoy listening to Gospel Time. It's heard every Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. on WOKZ-FM 105.9 and WFIW-AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. So join me next time for Gospel Time with Dave Rigg.
Hi, I'm Double D, and you can tune in to my show Afternoons with the Double D on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com from 1 to 4. Two businesses that are sponsors are A&D Auto Parts on West Main Street in Fairfield and Albion Auto Parts, located on East Walnut Street in Albion. If you're searching for car parts, they have them in stock. The phone number for A&D Auto Parts is 618-842-7588. Albion Auto Parts can be reached at 618-445-3011.
Here's your sports update for today. College basketball yesterday, it was Indiana over Michigan State 63-62. Purdue beat Ohio State 86-51. Wisconsin over Penn State 61-57. Tennessee over Kentucky 71-57. Rutgers beat Iowa 86-72. Virginia over Pittsburgh 73-49. Duke topped Miami 87-57. North Carolina over Clemson 81-79. In the NBA, Orlando over Indiana 117-112. National Hockey League, Dallas over the St. Louis Blues 4-1. LA beat Chicago 6-3. Major League Baseball spring training action, the St. Louis Cardinals beat Miami 4-3, Milwaukee over the Chicago Cubs 7-4, and the Chicago White Sox over Colorado 10-6. On the sports schedule today, in college basketball, the Illini play Northwestern. That game can be heard on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM at 4:30 today. St. Louis Cardinals take on the New York Mets today in spring training action. That game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9 starting at 11:45 AM. The Cubs play the White Sox today. National Hockey League, the Blackhawks are at San Jose, and in the NBA, the Chicago Bulls play Atlanta today. Also, NASCAR racing today, the Pennzoil 400 by Jiffy Lube, that starts at 2:30. That's your sports update for today. I'm Darren Caudill. Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Winter weather advisory until 6 p.m. Snow mainly before 2 p.m. today. Temperature falling to the mid-20s, an inch or two possible. Mostly cloudy this evening, then gradual clearing, a low around 9. Wind chills as low as 5 below possible. North-northwest wind 11-14, gusts up to 20. Sunny Monday, a high of 23, mostly clear Monday night, a low of 13, mostly sunny Tuesday, a high near 27, sunny Wednesday, a high of 33, chance of snow Thursday morning, changing over to rain, a high near 42, chance of rain and snow Friday with a high near 48. Present Fairfield temperature is 31.